This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'll tell you what, it's been a busy couple of days for the Justice Department. Before the FIFA thing broke this morning, the DOJ was in the news for the consent decree that it's worked out with the city of Cleveland, Ohio, and its police department. The agreement still does have to be approved by a judge, but assuming it is, who's going to pay? Because reform is never, ever cheap. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that story.
The Justice Department started investigating the Cleveland Police Department in 2013, concluding in a report last December that the department used unreasonable and sometimes unnecessary force. The agreement keeps Cleveland out of a long, expensive court fight, but
everything has to be paid for.
That's Steve Dettelbach, U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Ohio. By everything, he means requirements in the agreement for things like training officers to deal better with minorities and people who are mentally ill. Also equipment, like computers and patrol cars.
That officers in their car should connect up with all the data that we collect on people that they're arresting and the dangers that they're facing every day.
Nobody's saying how much all this will cost. Mayor Frank Jackson says it'll be millions, and he'll be looking for what he calls external help from people like Michael Stanek, owner of Cleveland Cycle Tours and CFO of Hunt Imaging, which makes toner.
I think if there were some training programs that they were looking to implement, I think would be very appropriate for me as a small businessman to help out with.
How much help would he give?
8,000, maybe.
But Stanek says it would have to be earmarked for a specific program. Cleveland's business community has dipped into its pockets before. It helped fund an education reform program a few years ago. Joe Roman heads the Greater Cleveland Partnership, the city's Chamber of Commerce.
The community realizes this is going to need to be a public-private partnership, and I think everybody is all in trying to figure out what the right role is that they can play.
And how much it'll cost. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.